So there was a for rent sign on the building, but they're only renting out the parking spaces here. The place is not completely gutted out. It looks like the fire only affected one half of it, or maybe even less than half. The counter still is intact, and there's a bunch of tables on the left side of the building, at least. This is where one of the famous scenes from Goodfellas was filmed, where Robert De Niro comes out of here, and he learns that one of his died, and he gets so upset that he pounds on the phone booth and knocks it over. They did get rid of the payphone that was in just inside the front door, and I guess the other one inside was probably destroyed by the fire, as much as you can destroy a payphone with the fire. Actually, it probably survived. I actually didn't appreciate that they renamed this place Goodfellas. They gave it away. It was a bit of a sellout, if you ask me. Made it less of a mystery or less of a neighborhood thing to know that this is the scene, or this is the filming location for one of the most famous films ever. The fact that they're renting out parking spaces suggests that the same ownership is still here. I don't know. Cheeseburger. Yeah, man, this is one butt ugly intersection. Rust Street, 57th Road. It's very hard to cross the street here. Very dangerous, at least. It is a very busy little quagmire. I don't say quagmire with any derision. I should really be paying more attention. These trucks are not looking for somebody like me. I'm a toothpick out here. Toothpick on a tidal wave. So as active as this area is with trucks zipping in and around, it all abuts a sleepy-looking residential area of low-rise buildings, two or three stories high. Indeed, these trucks are not looking out for people like me. So I'm going to take a right at Grand Avenue and head toward Ridgewood, and I'll see if I can remember it. Some years ago, I looked up my ex-girlfriend, one of them, and she's always been a more memorable one for a lot of reasons. I found her street address, and she was living in Ridgewood. At least I think she is. You can't really trust what you find on those people finder sites. But like almost all my exes, I make pilgrimages to their house or pass bys. I don't stand around. I'm not a creep. It's just a little show of respect, which of course they never know I'm doing this because I'm